Sue found Berman in his dimly lighted den below. She told him of Johnsy's fancy and how she feared she would indeed float away when her slight hold upon the world grew weaker. Old Berman shouted his contempt for such idiotic thoughts.
"What?"
he cried.
"Are there people in the world with the foolishness to die because leaves drop off from a vine? I have not heard of such a thing. This is not any place in which one so good as Miss Johnsy should lie sick. Some day I will paint a masterpiece, and you shall all go away."
Johnsy was sleeping when they went upstairs. Sue pulled the shade down and motioned Berman into the other room. They peered out the window fearfully at the ivy vine. Then they looked at each other for a moment without speaking. A persistent cold rain was falling, mingled with snow. When Sue awoke from an hour's sleep the next morning, she found Johnsy staring at the drawn green shade. "Pull it up. I want to see," she ordered in a whisper. Wearily, Sue obeyed. But lo, after the heavy rain and strong wind, there yet stood out against the brick wall one ivy leaf. It was the last on the vine. Still dark green near its stem, it hung bravely from a branch some 20 feet above the ground. "This last one," said Johnsy. "I thought it would surely fall during the night. It will fall today, and I shall die at the same time." The day wore away, and they could see the lone ivy leaf clinging to its stem against the wall. With the coming of the night, the wind began to blow, and the rain beat against the windows.